We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice, your guys. Cody and Derek here with you guys. From the time that we record this, we are, I believe, around 48 hours, Derek, from the start of the 2024 NFL draft. So we are nearly there. And there have been, Derek, it feels like a lot of rumblings recently about some things potentially ahead of Indianapolis. So we're going to talk about that in today's episode. But before we do that, just want to remind you guys that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to hop over to prizepicks.com or download their mobile app. And when you sign up, use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. So, Derek, there have been some rumblings as of recent about a potentially fifth quarterback that could be going before the Indianapolis Colts at pick 15. The rumblings have been around quarterback Michael Penix out of Washington, and Derek, a guy that had a tremendous year last year, obviously had some good moments prior, but you know, was with Indiana for a little bit, but then transferred to Washington. And then this last year had a really good breakout season. He's had some injuries he's dealt with, but again, he is a good quarterback when he is on the field. And so, you know, we heard some rumors from Adam Schefter yesterday. He talked about the whole idea of potentially Michael Penix going all the way up to 8. Now, I'll remind you, the Atlanta Falcons currently do have a quarterback. They sit there at pick number 8. But that begs the question, Derek, is there another team that potentially could be looking to trade up for a quarterback like Michael Penix and taking him, making him kind of their signal caller of the future, maybe a redshirt year for him. And then obviously when Kirk Cousins' contract expires, giving him the reins and going from there, right? And so that with the Indianapolis Colts, how that affects them is potentially, Derek, some players that we maybe didn't think would be available, or maybe even the likelihood of some of those guys that we said might be available potentially falling to the Indianapolis Colts, right? So some players that I had in mind, and I don't know if there's any other players you have in mind here, but, you know, guys like Dallas Turner, guys like Brock Bowers, heck, even a guy like Roma Dunze, like guys like that, that we're saying probably not going to go to 15, but they could. You know, there's always that possibility. Could that potentially happen, Derek, if there are five quarterbacks that go before the Colts pick? It's just going to push back some of that talent even further for the Indianapolis Colts. So what are your thoughts on some of those reports about Michael Penix and kind of the steam that's going around there? You know, is it smoke? Is it not? We don't know. But what are your thoughts on kind of the potential of that and how that would impact Indianapolis where they currently sit?
I mean, of course, it's draft day and it's the first day of the draft. Anything can happen. We've seen a lot of crazy things happen over the last several years of players that get taken way too early, or we saw players that were projected top 10 draft picks that resulted in them not getting drafted in the first round at all, right? So there's a lot of different instances that can happen here, and I'm not going to sit here and say I know anything about it, but I will say that I do believe that the majority of those reports are smoke. I don't really think that there actually is anything to these reports. Now, again, Peter Schrager can say whatever he wants. A bunch of other people can say whatever they want. They hear things. I look here and I say myself that we never once, as a collective majority of people, said that Michael Penix was a legitimate early first round quarterback in this draft class. Nobody. Before, at least not after the national championship had happened, nobody sat here and said, Michael Penix is a bona fide top 10 quarterback in this draft class coming up. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. And especially we're hearing about Bo Nix is even in that conversation now. I don't see it. I think what could happen most likely for me, Cody, is I have heard that the rumblings that the Dallas Cowboys might potentially be wanting a quarterback on the roster for when and if something happens with Dak Prescott next year. Because remember, Dak Prescott's on the last year of his contract. He's going to want to get paid some of the highest, if not the highest money in all of the NFL. And are the Cowboys really wanting to put that kind of investment into Dak Prescott? I have a feeling that they don't. So I could see a situation where maybe even the Cowboys decide they want to trade up a few spots early just to ensure that they don't get fleeced out of Michael Penix or Bo Nix for that matter, right? So I think that is the earliest we would see of Michael Penix. Now, of course, you talk about it in early in this and say what teams are interested in potentially trading up. I think that is more of the conversation that's the more interesting part of it. I don't firmly believe that there's going to be five or six quarterbacks taken in the top 13. Four of them, I definitely believe there will be. Five of them? Six of them? I don't think so. But there are a couple teams outside of the top three that we already know are going to be taking quarterbacks. There's a lot of teams that can do a lot of different movement in that spot that might want to trade up to be able to go get somebody. And that could lead for some very interesting abilities to be able to get some of these players and kind of reshuffle the board a little bit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, you know, I get that, and I'm also kind of curious because, I mean, Derek, let's be honest, we're most likely expecting, unless a team trades out, that for three of those quarterbacks to be taken in the top three, right? I think we would all say all three of those would make sense. Chicago, Washington, and New England all taking a quarterback, right? And the fourth one, that one's kind of up in the air. You know, is it something with, you know, I don't know, one of these teams trading up? You know, we've seen a lot of these other teams still in like the early teens. Could they trade up for JJ McCarthy? That's a possibility. But Derek, it only takes one. It only takes one team to do something stupid and trade up and get a quarterback like a Michael Penix or a Bo Nix and take them way earlier than anybody expected. We've seen that happen before. Heck, we saw it with guys like Daniel Jones. We saw it with, heck, Mitchell Trubisky, right? We've seen that where teams are so desperate to get a quarterback. I could see it potentially happen. Now, will it happen? That's another question. But I think it definitely is interesting because when you look at some of those other teams outside of the top three that I mentioned, I mean, you could make a case, Derek, for a good amount of these teams to potentially be looking for a quarterback, right? I mean, honestly, you know, you think about Minnesota and where they currently are at quarterback. You think about Denver, where they're at. Heck, Zach Wilson. I mean, like, that should tell you everything you need to know about Denver's current quarterback situation. I mean, it's probably the worst quarterback room in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders, potentially. I know they signed Gardner Minshew and they still have Aiden O'Connell, but I would not in the slightest put it past them to take a quarterback here. And then, you know, potentially some other teams. Like, could New Orleans be looking to add a quarterback? You know, could a team be trading up and looking to get a quarterback? I mean, there's just so many options here of guys. And so, obviously, not everybody's going to trade up for a quarterback, but there are legitimately like three or four teams, Derek, in the early teens that I could realistically see either trying to trade up or taking a quarterback where they currently stand, right? Because we know franchise quarterbacks are so hard to find. And so could there be a team that falls in love with the leadership of Michael Penix and kind of his story? Could there be a team that falls in love with the traits of Bo Nix? Like, I could see a scenario where that does happen, Derek. I really, really could. Now, will it happen? Like we said, we don't know. But I could see it happening because teams are desperate to find their quarterbacks. And sometimes teams, heck, we even saw it with one of the best teams in the NFL in San Francisco. You know, sometimes they fall in love with those things and they're willing to majorly overdraft guys, right? So I'm not saying it's not going to happen or it is going to happen. I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest if one of those teams, in their desperation, does something very rash a little bit, right? They do something kind of bold, and they go and try to get their quarterback of the future. I wouldn't be shocked in the slightest. So that's just kind of what I'm saying, to kind of play the devil's advocate a little bit on the other side.
If there's two teams in particular that would do it, it's Minnesota and it's Denver. Because Minnesota, your current best option is Sam Darnold. No. I would take Penix and Nick. I would take the potential of a Penix or Bo Nix over Sam Darnold any day of the week. Now, the same thing with Denver, right? Oh, yay, Zach Wilson. There's a reason why he got traded away for a seventh rounder. Nobody believes in him anymore. He's just all flash and no consistency. Now, I mean, Penix and Bo Nix can end up being the exact same way. But, I mean, again, they come from much more prestigious programs. They came through with a lot less noise than Zach Wilson, a lot less drama coming through it. And from what all accounts I've seen is more leadership, which, again, you mentioned. Is there somebody that's willing to take the risk on these guys just being leaders and being able to figure it out? We've seen in several different draft classes of players that get drafted above players that everyone anticipated to be, you know, way worse than the guys that got taken after them. I mean, just look at what the Raiders did with Cleveland Farrell, right? I mean, we talk about the same thing. Cleveland Farrell got taken number 4 overall when Josh Allen was sitting right there, right? So, I mean, there's just so many things that can happen in these kinds of drafts. You're absolutely right. I just look at it and I say, I get it. It's draft material. Everybody's talking about it because there's the opportunity of it happening. I just don't buy we didn't hear anything about it for the last 3 months. And then all of a sudden, three days before the draft, I'm supposed to believe it. I just don't believe it. I really don't believe it. But as you said, there's plenty of opportunities for these teams that have no better option. You might as well just take the shot. You might as well take the shot and try, you know, because you're right, because if you're Minnesota and you're Denver, I don't really know what the harm would be in trying. I mean, honestly, I know everyone will just be like, oh, just suck next year. And then, you know, you get an even better pick and then you're going to get the best quarterbacks. Like, that's loser talk to think that way. Nobody ever goes into the season wanting to lose their seasons. And who knows if Penix or Bo Nix ends up actually being relatively solid players, you know, they might end up actually being in good spots. And both those teams are very well coached. If you get the right guy that knows how to be coached and knows how to, you know, hone in on those skills a little bit, then they might just end up being those diamond in the rough players. Again, I don't believe it's going to happen, but anything can happen. You're absolutely right about that. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Yeah, so when it comes to impacting the Indianapolis Colts real quick, let's get into that, because I do think there are just some major implications if even one of those players gets taken before 15. I mean, Derek, who would be some of those guys that you think potentially could be pushed down in the draft order if a domino like that was to fall and a fifth quarterback was taken before 15?
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it really does open up the opportunities for, I would say it's less about the wide receivers at that point, but I mean, the opportunity for a player like a Dallas Turner, a player like a Brock Bowers, a player like a Tyrion Arnold, you know, those odd positions that, you know, we wouldn't anticipate the Indianapolis Colts to go after in that first round, at least not those particular players, because we'd presume those guys are going to be taken, you know, really early in the first round. So, I mean, hey, if a quarterback gets taken, a quarterback or two gets taken early in the first round that probably shouldn't have, and that gives us an opportunity to get any one of those players, I would not be disappointed if that ends up being what happens for Indy.
Yeah, right. Because, I mean, yeah, it just so many, that fills another, you know, potential opportunity for Indianapolis, like a player that should have probably been drafted where they, you know, at a certain pick gets pushed back a little bit. So inevitably one of, or a couple of these players are going to become available for Indianapolis. Now, Derek, if there were those, all those guys on the board, I think I know what your answer will be on this, but I just want to ask. So say Dallas Turner, Brock Bowers, and let's just throw in Tyrion Arnold for the sake of the argument. If all those players are on the board, who are you taking? I think that's the biggest question.
That's so hard, bro. That's hard.
You know what my answer is going to be.
I know what your answer is.
What's my answer?
I would say if Dallas Turner is on the board and available at 15, then I would 100% take Dallas Turner. But
my man,
again, I do not believe in the slightest that he'd still be at 15 regardless.
Never know.
So I would go mainly with Brock Bowers, if anything, because you know how I am about the Brock Bowers hype, man. I'm one of the co-founders of the Brock Bowers hype train. All right. I have to stick with that.
Yeah. If they draft Brock Bowers somehow, you got to get like a shirt or something with like a heart and like you and Brock Bowers in it or something. Like, we got to get you something like that. If the Colts were to take Brock Bowers at 15, because you have been on that train since pretty much day one. So, but it'll be interesting, guys, to see what does happen here when it comes to the quarterbacks here in the 2024 draft. What do you guys think? Do you think it's all smoke? Do you think there's not a possibility really that any of these other quarterbacks could sneak into the top 14? Let us know all those things, guys, in the comments down below. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, guys, go Colts.